The Dothraki language in Game of Thrones is a conlang, or constructed language. To create an interesting fictional animal, you'd ideally want to know something about biology. And to create an interesting fictional language, it's good to know something about linguistics. Which sounds are part of your language? Which are impossible? And how can sounds be combined into meaningful elements like words? These aspects of sound structure are phonetics and phonology, which are my specialties in linguistics. Dothraki involves a bunch of sounds that are unusual or impossible in English, such as denti alveolar stops, made with the tongue blade flat against the upper teeth and alveolar ridge, as well as a velar fricative, a uvular stop, and an apical trill, like the long Spanish R. All of these sounds are present in modern standard Arabic. Coupled with the foreign, primitive, nomadic nature of the Dothraki people, this might suggest particular associations to English speakers. Of course, Arabic speakers think that's ridiculous. This is an area of the show that's come in for heavy criticism. The story seems to use a kind of linguistic orientalism that conjures associations between the brutal, primitive Dothraki in the fictional world and Westerners' very real cultural preconceptions of non-Western people.